Jacobs Coaching, the place to be for anybody who's looking to take their career, their sales, their skills, and their life to a whole new level. Welcome back to another episode of James Williams Coaching. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whenever you are, whatever time it is. Today, we're talking about, are you proud to be in real estate? Are you proud to be in sales? It's an interesting topic because I think there's a lot of people that struggle with the identity of being a real estate agent or being a salesperson and sharing that with people and maybe, you know, hiding away from it, I guess. And, you know, there's a huge stereotype, especially of real estate agents. And I think of salespeople, but I'll definitely say with real estate agents, because there are lots of agents that haven't done the right thing by people and they've given real estate agents a bad name. And, you know, whatever the saying is, it's like the second least trusted profession or whatever, wherever it falls on the rank. But, you know, it's something that, I've been through that journey. And I remember when I first started I don't think I was ever not proud, but I knew a lot of people weren't, and a lot of people shied away from sort of, you know, what do you do? Oh, you know, I'm just in real estate. It wasn't, you know, hey, I'm a real estate agent. I love doing this and I love doing this. Now I realize there are a lot of people who are proud, and so you should be. And I guess that's where I'm getting back to. I believe you should be very proud to be in sales and in real estate. And I definitely don't think you should be at all shy about it or feel ashamed about it, because the entire world is selling. Like every single business, pretty much, I think every business is in sales. Like and you start to think about it, it's like your hairdresser, they're in sales, the bakery, they're in sales, the supermarket, they're in sales, the hospital, they're in sales. Everybody's selling. They just don't call themselves salespeople. It's like, you know, if you have a store and you sell, I don't know, it's a convenience store. You're in sales. You're selling. You're a hairdresser. You're selling. I don't know why I can't think of any other examples of shops, but a bike store, they're salespeople. They're selling. But it's only when it gets to like cars or vacuum cleaners for some reason or houses that we start to call ourselves salespeople. Everybody's selling. In fact, we're selling even when we're not at work. You're selling. You know, you're trying to get your kids to go to bed early. You're trying to sell them that idea. We're always selling and negotiating. There's nothing wrong with that. And in fact, there's a lot right with that. And, you know, real estate, you're selling what is a lot of people's most valuable asset. And it's incredibly important for them. And the ability to be able to get people great results can have a huge impact on their life. It's a big responsibility. And I believe that we should be really proud about it. I also think, and I've experienced this firsthand, is that when you shy away from it, and maybe, you know, ashamed isn't the right word, but maybe just not, you know, not wearing it proudly. And when people, you know, ask you about work or whatever, we don't share too much because we don't want to be seen as that stereotype. So, like, oh, yeah, you know, whatever, you know, we sort of don't talk about it much. I think that makes it look worse. That's what makes you fall back into the stereotype. You know, if you are knowledgeable and you know about the marketplace and you're confident in your ability to help people get results, I think these things should also be factoring into whether or not you're proud to be in it, you know, because if you're proud about who you are and where you're at in regards to your profession, or if you don't take it seriously and you just got your license and you're trying to get people, you know, you're getting people's listings and you don't know how to get them the highest price, well, that's a whole different conversation. But if you're listening to this podcast, I'm going to assume that you're in the category of wanting to be the best agent that you possibly can. And in that case, you should be proud. And when people ask you how work's going and people ask you how the market's going, you know, confidently answer these questions and engage in conversations because people are interested. I just know a lot of people, I don't know if it's struggle is the right word, but maybe it is, have a small struggle with how they feel about being in sales or in real estate. And, you know, it's interesting because although I had that as well, and there is a perception, but I think if you're not proud and knowledgeable and you don't display that and you do shy away from it, you're more likely to fall into that stereotype for the person who you're worried about thinking that about you, if that makes sense. It's interesting, you know, I went from being in sales and then into real estate, and now as a sales coach, like if I really wanted to lean into that insecurity, people certainly would have an opinion and probably do have a preconceived opinion about me as a sales coach. I'm like, I'm the person who teaches the salespeople how to do do what they do. But I'm incredibly proud to be a sales trainer and a coach and to help people get better results for their clients and to help people succeed more in life and to motivate and all of that. There is absolutely nothing wrong with it. There is everything right with it. Sales is a skill that every single person, in my opinion, can benefit from practicing and improving. And the entire world is sales. It's just a lot of people don't admit it. Like, everybody's selling. We're selling some of the best things that you can sell, houses, helping people get great results. So if we're confident of how we can help people, we should feel confident in what we do and be incredibly proud to be in real estate. I don't know where this idea for this episode came from. Well, I know where it came from. I was on a flight back from a conference. I think somebody asked me what I did, and it just made me think about it because it's a conversation that I have with lots of people, especially new to the industry, and even people who have been in the industry for a long time. And I know it's something that some people internally battle with, and I just hope that hopefully this message would help if it's something that, you know, you've been thinking about. Anyway, as always, great to chat. Hope you found this episode helpful. If you haven't yet checked out jameswilliams.coach, get on it. There's so much free stuff there, free training. There's also my entire training solution. If you're ready to go to the next level, that's jameswilliams.coach. And if you're enjoying these episodes, please rate and review this for me. Helps continue to build the awareness. And of course, I'll speak to you again very soon for another episode of James Williams Coaching.